News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As Shane just mentioned, there was a really interesting article in the Times of London about pulchronomics. You're not going to know necessarily what pulchronomics is. It is the hidden, often controversial economics of beauty, of being good looking. Do we all hold a beauty bias? Dan Hemmermisch, Professor of Economics at the University of Texas in Austin, joins us. Dan, good morning to you. All the studies show, if I'm right, that being good looking or attractive results in better health, more wealth, more longevity. You're even less likely to be convicted if you're a murderer. But in fact, you're less likely to be a murderer. Could all of this really be true?
It seems to be true in the sense that every one of these things you mentioned and quite a number of others had been looked at on large sets of data, and we find all those things to be the case. Every single one, being beautiful, being even good looking, not just gorgeous, is an advantage.
Like looking at that instinctively, we want to say it's terrible, don't we? We want to say it's really wrong. We should be valued for more important qualities. We also like to think that nowadays is the age of people being obsessed with their looks, that the age of Instagram and Snapchat is that age. But from what I can gather from all of this, this issue is as old as time.
It's as old as time as far as we know. Obviously, we haven't done serious statistical studies going back hundreds of years, but we have been looking at it for 50 years now, and it seems to be as valid now, but no more valid now than it was 50 years ago.
There's a really interesting part in that Times article that was talking about a cohort of kids born in the UK in 1958, and they were studied for all sorts of things. And it was about assessing their happiness as they grew up. But one of the things that happened to them at the age of seven was their teachers were asked to assess them as to whether or not they were attractive, unattractive, normal or abnormal looking. It would never happen now, right? It would never happen. But you had the data on what those children were assessed as in terms of their looks and what happened and how their lives turned out and whether or not there was a beauty bias.
There was a bias throughout. We had their beauty rated by their teachers at age seven and again at age 11. So we had two different ratings, two different teachers for each kid, as are in these data. And those who were rated worse earned less, given the same age, where they lived, etc. They also were less happy than those who were rated higher. So yeah, it seemed to pervade much of their lifetimes, at least up through age 53 that we looked at.
It even appeared not just in this study. Other studies in the United States have replicated this, that predicted where they might even live geographically.
Well, it's a bit subtle in that. Actually, on average, the Welsh and Scottish kids were rated higher than the Southeast, like London kids. But the Welsh and Scottish kids who were better looking were more likely to migrate out and go to Southeast England, whereas the Southeast England kids who were rated worse tend to get out of there and go to places like Wales and Scotland.
So we're basically saying that good-looking people were migrating to London and less attractive people who were living in the Southeast, which is probably expensive and maybe looks-orientated, headed off somewhere else. You said often to Wales, poor Wales. But there is something fascinating in this, Daniel, because it flies in the face of everything we teach our children about values, yet this seems to be kind of hardwired into us.
It does. That's very depressing. I like to think that this is due to the fact that hundreds of years ago, being good-looking meant you were healthy, and being bad-looking meant you weren't. And therefore, if you weren't healthy, you weren't going to reproduce very well, that being the biological purpose. Today, ugly people are just as able to produce kids as good-looking people, so this should not be mattered. But it's taken an awful lot of time for this to not matter anymore. We aren't there yet by any means. I've seen no change over the last 50 years. I like to think that someday this won't matter anymore.
You also said that if this was any other form of discrimination against people who are less attractive, that we'd legislate against it. You know, you don't discriminate on the ground of race or gender or religion, but that we can't legislate really around being unattractive because people are never going to put up their hands and say, you know, you're being mean to me because I'm ugly.
If we did that, I'd like to think that, in fact, somebody who is really ugly enough and could think she or he would win a lot of money in the lawsuit would be happy to claim, yeah, I'm ugly. You penalize me because of my bad looks. I deserve some monetary compensation. I can well imagine this happening. I hope it doesn't, but it's certainly possible and doable.
Towards the end of the article, there was a particularly challenging notion, which is that we know what we're saying sounds terrible, but what if it's sort of true? What if there is an actual value in being good looking? What if people who are beautiful, I don't even know how to ask this question, Dan, but those beautiful people bring other certain attributes that do mean that they're better at things, and that's why they're successful?
This is the fundamental question. It's an extremely difficult question. Is beauty productive in the sense that society is better off because the good-looking person becomes a general and does a better job directing the army? The good-looking quarterback in U.S. football does a better job calling plays because people listen to him? I can think of those cases being reasonable. The fact that a good-looking sales clerk attracts more customers, I don't see that that really helps society. It just shuffles things around and gives an advantage to some people. I mean, the employers will hire you if you're good looking because it makes more money for them. But whether society is better off in that kind of case, I'd rather doubt it. But it's a really tough question.
Well, absolutely fascinating interview there with Dan Hammarish, Professor of Economics, University of Texas at Austin. It does seem like the world is easier for you if you are beautiful. Wouldn't know myself.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.